Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of It Pricked. It's a rose by yours truly, none other than Duri Swanyagia. So it's been a hot minute in terms of the work I've been doing. I've been doing quite a lot, and I come bearing lessons that you should also carry, bearing and working with every other day. So the thing is, we as people should learn to protect our state of mental health. Like whatever you do on a daily basis, whatever you're involved in, whoever you're doing, whatever you do, you ensure that you always protect your mental space by keeping it safe, ensuring you find ways to relieve stress, to relieve any time that you feel under a lot of pressure. So I've never been in such an environment before. Like, yes, I get challenged, but it doesn't get to the point where I even have headaches. So I'm forced now to understand how to deal with it, to take everything with grace, to understand that whatever you're doing today, tomorrow will still find you. As long as you did your best today, do not overstrain today. Like, you need this body, you need that mind for your tomorrow. So you need to focus and protect it. So how do you do that? So sometimes you just lay off, you just take your time off and you tell yourself that, you know what, girl, you know what, boy, you deserve this time off, you deserve this break, you deserve to eat this awesome hot dog or this awesome chocolate, and give yourself a pat on the back for the much you're doing and the time you're investing in whatever you do. Yes, you do it to your total best, your amazing best, you do it with your entire you, but you don't forget that you're also a person that needs rest, that needs to be forgiven, that needs to be given time off. So don't forget to give yourself time off. Don't forget to protect your mental state of health, and don't give up the things that you love. So if you find yourself used to love a certain thing, don't give it up because of another thing. Like, no matter how the other thing looks like, let it not make you give up whatever you were passionate about previously. Because these are the things that keep you alive. They keep pushing you forward. They're the ones that ignite the fire in you. They're the ones that define you. So what will happen if you lose them? What happens when you let go of them? Of course, you won't be in a safe space. You won't be okay. You'll find yourself not even being as productive as you are. And I think this is something everybody needs to learn. So today, I was looking at a certain post of a certain photographer. Like, I followed the guy because of his awesome work, and at the time I followed him, he was doing freelancing. So he produced quality photographs, quality. So now he's talking about a story where he's been in a situation that made him give up the things he loved doing, and now he's forced to go back to those things he used to love. But it's not easy because he already let go of the clients. He already prioritized this other thing over the things he loved, and these things that he used to love were the ones that used to give him bread. Now that he's back, he's no longer doing what he had given up for what he loves. He's back at what he loves, which is photography. And he's realizing that it's not as receptive as it was, because he has not been giving it as much time. He has not been investing in it. And now he's stuck. He's wondering, how does he go about it? But he was talking, saying that he has realized that you need to give yourself a mental break, like give yourself a pat in the back. If you feel like you're overstretching, calm down, like Tulia, take a step back, breathe in, breathe out, do what it needs to get you calm, do what it needs for your space to be okay, for you to continue being the bubbly person you are, the person you've been previously. Don't give up those things. So I'm just here bearing those lessons, saying to you that don't give up the things you love because of something temporary or something that seems permanent but you're not sure about it. Like, yes, I don't refute, it might be permanent, it might turn out to be a very awesome thing, but you also need to exist, and by existing, it means you also need to give space to the things that drive you like fire. And also, I realize that I have very awesome blog posts, so if you find some time, take your time, get over there and search for the beautiful tales of Wanyagia. Yes, of the beautiful tales of Wanyaga. It's a blog page. Go through my post. I realized like I even now read like after I've not written for 2 months and I'm like, wow, I admire this writer. Is she me? I'm happy she's me. But just take your time. You'll see I have some nuggets of wisdom that might give you one or two that you don't think you need but probably need. And I think that is it for this episode. I just came bearing those news. Also, I came here to remind me that this is one of the things I love, podcasting. This is one of my biggest babies, and I should not forget it. I should not neglect it. As much as I'm doing what I'm doing, I should also remember that I have a podcast that I need to do episodes. So I have so many topics in wait. I've not done any today because I'm almost going home, and I don't think I have adequate time to stand or to sit and record it. So I'll do it probably at the end of this week. But for now, please enjoy this episode. Thank you for listening to It Pricked. It's a Rose by yours truly, none other than Doris Onyaga. Until next episode, bye bye. Take care.